listeners, welcome to another episode of the Super Circuit Cast. I'm your host, Matt Street, and joining me today is Rami Mazid, Ryan Masanaga, and Jen Holly.
I miss the days when you'd introduce us each individually, like we're individual people with our own personalities.
You're not individual people.
And lives,
never happened.
And aspirations,
never
and dreams.
Your AI is built by Google.
She's on to us.
She? Okay.
You'll find out when you're older.
Fair enough. So hey, it's I guess ostensibly it's the end of August. I mean, it's not when we're recording
college
this,
words.
But it will be by the time this goes up, I guess. I don't know. what have you guys been up to? What have you been playing in August? What have you been doing in August video game wise? What's games? What are video games?
One question at a time. Jeez. It's the worst interview I've ever done.
That's not how it works. I'm just going to keep pestering you with questions, and I'm going to see, can you answer them? And if you don't answer them to my satisfaction, do you know what's going to happen? Do you know what's going
to
happen?
Is this one of the questions I have to
These
answer?
Are all questions that you need to be answering right now.
That was a statement, though.
Do you not understand what's going on?
I don't.
I'm not drunk.
Was that the correct answer?
Yeah.
You and me both.
Well, that was your first mistake. It's not being drunk at noon. Video games. What video games you guys been? What games you guys been playing?
Just have an aneurysm? What happened there?
I think he did. Whoa.
Just try to keep it fun and lively. Just answer the fucking question.
Hey, there is nothing fun about an aneurysm, sir. It's very offensive.
So guess what I did? I recently played the Mass Effect 3 multiplayer.
Why?
What?
Just for funsies. This friend of mine from college and high school, for some reason, has been playing it recently, and so I decided to hop on and play it with them. Because part of the reason was when I first played through the Mass Effect games, I played them on the Xbox, and I didn't get them on PC till later. And now that I have them on PC, I can actually play Mass Effect 3 multiplayer, you know, like 4 or 5 years after it came out or whatever. It's fun. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Can you play Mass Effect 3 multiplayer right out of the box, or is it tied to your single player?
Right out of the character? Box.
It's tied to your single player insofar as it affects your quote-unquote global readiness level, but you could just play it, like you don't have to start a campaign or anything.
If you played it first and then you went into the single player, would you still have a pretty good readiness level, or?
Yeah.
I don't remember how that worked. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it shows you your readiness level. It shows you your readiness level before you even start the game.
Yes.
So.
But yeah, so if you haven't played Mass Effect 3 in a while, I would definitely recommend it. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, but I have to boot up Origin for that. I don't really want to.
It's a good point. But also stop your whining. Fucking baby.
I can't. It's a medical
condition.
That
argument is so 3 years ago.
Yeah.
90s kids get this, okay?
Only 90s
kids. SimCity was less than 3 years ago.
Yeah, that was within 2 years, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but nobody was complaining about Origin. They were just complaining about SimCity.
Yeah.
And the fact that it, you know, didn't work.
Oh, that game. Oh. Anyway.
But yeah, and I've been meaning to go back and play through the Mass Effect multiplayer, or the single players, for a long time now. I just haven't had the time.
Hey.
What?
Demon Souls, Dark Souls.
My TV is on the fritz right now, and so I'm no further than the last time we talked, and I'm really upset about it.
You don't have, like, a monitor that you can just use instead for your computer?
Well, it's a combination of I'm in the middle
lazy.
Of... Yeah, I'm in the middle of moving right now, so it's a combination of I'm lazy, my TV's not working, and all my shit's packed up, so.
Killing me on the inside.
I know, it's killing me on the inside, too. I want to play more Demon's Souls.
Oh, no.
I want the Demon's Souls.
You think when you go back to Demon's Souls, you're gonna suck at it now?
No, it doesn't really work like that, Ryan. You fucking idiot, Ryan! It's not how it works!
I don't even know.
Yeah. Please. Why don't you try playing the games, casual pleb? Praise the sun, am I right, Rami?
Oh, dude, sick reference, bro.
Yeah, bro. And also, souls, demon souls, right, bro?
Yeah.
It's hard. It's a hard game. It's hard. People don't like it. It's so hard because they're plebs.
Anybody who doesn't play it sucks because we're just master race. Yeah. Oh my god.
Idiots.
Wow.
Idiot morons.
So that game's terrible. What else you got?
In conclusion, Mass Effect 3 is fun. Play it.
Play Citadel.
You're right, I should.
Only like 9 years late.
You still haven't played Citadel? What the fuck?
Citadel is legitimately the best Mass Effect game. So. Citadel's the best Mass Effect
game. I just didn't want to buy DLC myself.
I still gotta get through.
It's not DLC. It's manna from heaven. It's a transcendent experience. That
no, I almost believe you thinking, wow, you're gonna make a really good point here, and then you failed me.
You should be used
what
to that,
what did you think I was gonna follow that up with?
Something like it's not DLC. It's worth it. It's better than DLC.
It is worth it.
You know, I was trying to remember what the fucking company was that it's DiGiorno.
Forget our sponsors.
I was just like, it's not DLC. It's come on, Matt. You can think of this. Think of it before Ryan does. God damn it!
So pizza's pretty good.
Yeah. So yeah. Then also, I got a giant extra large pizza from Domino's, and I ate it all by myself while I was crying.
Why were
Did
you
it come
crying?
With an order of wings?
Yes.
Good.
Is that a joke? Or were you just legitimately concerned that you didn't have wings for this pizza?
I was trying to turn that into an advertising joke. Like, don't forget about Domino's pizza's wings, folks.
That's why you're not allowed to do the sponsor messages anymore.
You know, maybe if you guys picked up the Slack, I wouldn't have to.
Yo, this is some
Slack.
Embedded
is that a rope reference?
What?
Slack, pick up the Slack, is that a rope reference? Like a reference to rope, the substance?
Yes, it was.
Oh, okay.
Rope, you can pick it
See,
up.
See, Rami, that's what it was rope. Like. That's what it was like when you asked for that wings.
Yes.
Wow. That was Good. Actually pretty generous, to be honest.
You guys are terrible.
You're not wrong. Also, okay, I've been playing Fallout 3, but that's to be expected.
So, before you move on to Fallout 3, question. You haven't gone through Mass Effect 3 single player yet again, right?
Not a second time. Not since the first time I played through it.
Are you actually going to go through it, and are you looking forward to going through it again?
Yeah, I mean, literally
You haven't
until...
seen the new ending yet, right?
Yeah, so that
should be cool.
That's true, but also,
the
like...
new endings don't really do that much.
Up until the last hour of that game, Mass Effect 3 is a fantastic game. Like,
it's not even the last hour, it's the last, like, 15 minutes, because that last Earth section is awesome. Like, that's probably one of the best sections in the entire trilogy.
Well, here's my nitpicky complaint with... I mean, it's exacerbated by the last 15 minutes, but I have...
Wow, college words all up in this episode.
But I have
it was made more bad because... Continue.
Jesus fucking Christ. So I have problems with the entire last hour of that game, though. Mm. I think especially if you're comparing it to Mass Effect 2. Because I think like the suicide mission is like perfection. Like that. Yeah.
That's the pinnacle of the series right there.
Yeah. And my problem with the last... Like basically once you land on Earth in Mass Effect 3, my problem is that like nothing you've done... up until that point actually has any effect on anything from there on out. Because, like, they build it up like there's this, you know, like, galactic readiness level, and it's like the things that you do are gonna have huge impacts on the final battle, and, like, you know, like, you gotta do all these side missions in order to, like, get all the guys on your side, you know? And then when you get to Earth, it's like, yeah, you're just, they're all off, like, doing something else, and you're just doing your own mission. Like, all those... missions that you did that you thought, you know, you're gonna get to see, like, you know, like, if you got the Krogans, like, on your side, like, you would get to see them, like, fighting and stuff like that, or, like, the Elcor, like, you can get, like, the Elcor on your side, and then you don't see them at all, like...
It's just unrelated. What was that one Elcor that was, like, a Top Gun reference, or not, like, some Lethal Weapon reference? You know what I'm
he was
about?
Like a movie star.
Yeah,
he was a movie star. It's like this one is going to kick your ass.
Yeah,
I think that was a Hanar.
Blasto. Hanar Spectre.
Oh yeah, Blasto.
Blasto.
But yeah, like, you know, you do all that stuff and then it doesn't have any impact. Like, whether you were at 51% readiness level or 100% readiness level, like, or, you know, I forget what the minimum is.
Yeah, once you get past a certain point, it no longer matters.
Yeah, it does.
What matters if you wanted that 2-second bonus scene at the end of one of the three endings.
Hey, yeah. I wanted that, okay?
I did. I got that first try. So
I mean, that's kind of the problem with the entire Mass Effect 3 as a whole. It was, like, as just a game experience, it's pretty solid to good throughout.
Yeah.
But, like, as a conclusion to Mass Effect, it kind of fails. But, like, you know, as a game, like, the entire Earth section, I thought, was really well-paced, had some really good set pieces and stuff, really cool action. But, you know, like, as you're saying, as the last piece of Mass Effect, that's where it kind of stumbles.
Right, and I think like, if the last 15 minutes hadn't been so terrible, I wouldn't have as big of a problem with it, but I think the terribleness of the last 15 minutes starts to sort of, like, seep through, and, like, I'm almost looking for things to nitpick about the ending, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I remember I did my insanity run through for all three games maybe 6 months ago, and I remember I love going through Mass Effect 3 again, and then I got to the end and I was like, and now I remember why I hate this game, because of that end. It's terrible.
Yeah,
I mean, like, even as just, like, a game, like, the ending isn't that bad. Like, it's not egregiously dumb. It's just the fact that that's the ending of Mass Effect is the problem.
Well, it's a terrible ending.
I mean, the problem is, even if it was just the ending of Mass Effect 3, like, that was the first game in the series and that was the end, like, it doesn't make any sense, because, like, half the shit the dude's talking about is in direct contradiction to shit in Mass Effect 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, but space magic.
Yeah, but, like...
Yeah, nanomachines.
It's not a good ending.
War has changed, Matt.
No, war never changes.
Fair enough. Good. Oh. So, in conclusion, all video games are terrible.
Yeah. Good point.
And you should play Citadel, because it is probably the only good video game.
And it'll be interesting if you go through the extended cut, because they do add a bunch of things at the end. It doesn't make it doesn't make it, like, that much better.
It's less bad.
But
I don't know about that, actually. I kind of feel like the extended cut just made it so that you can't even speculate about anything. Like, the speculation...
Oh, because it cut out the indoctrination ending?
Yeah, the indoctrination ending, honestly, would have just saved, I think, the ending. It wouldn't have been a great ending, but it at least would have saved it.
It doesn't... Kind of... Indoctrination ending was awesome, but it doesn't save the game, because then the game has no ending. So
yeah, but would
really
you rather
cool
have
theory,
the game have
but
no
it's
ending?
It's missing an hour of the game, then. That's you either get a shitty ending to the game, or the game... It's like watching a movie that cuts out 15 minutes before the end, you know? Like, I think you take any ending over that.
I don't know. I think I'd actually rather take the indoctrination ending, because at least it kind of... Instead of the entire world of Mass Effect coming to an end, it's like Shepard's story coming to an end. Sort of.
Yeah.
At least that's how I always saw Mass
Effect.
It's less about the world, it's more about Shepard doing this stuff.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, Rami, but on the other hand, shut up.
thank you, I think.
There was one ending that the ending that the extended cut adds to it, I think, is my favorite ending.
That one was dumb. That's just like a because we hate the fans, this is our ending. This is a bonus ending, because all you people were complaining about this ending that we took all the time to write.
Oh,
like,
that
felt,
like,
spiteful.
The refusing thing?
Yeah.
Which you can also get by shooting the kid. So,
Oh, that's how I got it.
He shot the kid, and he's like, so be it.
Yeah, and his voice changed, and I thought, whoa! Did this kid's balls drop in the past 5 seconds?
So, in conclusion, Fallout 3 is a great game. What else have you guys been? What are you guys?
Okay,
been
really
playing?
Quick before we leave Mass Effect again, just as a final note, when you go, if you go into back through Mass Effect 3, are you gonna play Citadel in the middle of that game?
I don't know. I guess.
Because that's wrong.
Yeah, you gotta play that.
You should dig up your old save file and play it last.
Then I'll do that.
But you can't, because the game ends.
Then I'll just play it right before the Earth mission.
No. You should play the Earth mission and then reload an earlier save file.
Then I'll do that.
Yeah, do that. Do that.
It's not that idea. Complicated.
Yeah,
you should
that.
Start a new game and then in the beginning, don't play Citadel, and then 5 minutes later, play Citadel. No, wait. You should play through Mass Effect 1, 2, and 3, and then finish it, and then make sure you go through both all the red, green, and blue endings, and then go through Citadel. No, wait.
Yo, don't forget them canon comic books and novel tie-ins.
Are they
all
canon?
Add to the Mass Effect experience.
Are those all canon?
Yeah, I mean, technically.
They're all canon.
Jesus Christ, how horrifying.
They're about as canon as the StarCraft novels, though. I mean, like, I don't think any story designer at Blizzard's like, oh fuck, this is not what the story arc that started in the novels. Like, I don't think they care enough for that.
How come they never just have the writer of the games write the novels?
They did.
That's
for
hard.
Mass Effect.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Which one?
What's his face?
He's
Patrick Weeks. I think
Which
was
novel?
The one that wrote a bunch of the Mass Effect novels.
Oh.
See, now I'm gonna look it up because it's driving me nuts.
Good job, Lyle. Anyway, we've been talking about Mass Effect for like 30 minutes. What are you guys been playing?
Mass Effect.
God damn it.
Oh no.
I've been playing through Mass Effect 1 just the
Drew
Mako
Karpchen,
missions.
Who wrote Mass Effect 1 and Mass Effect 2. And then the most recent one was written by another dude.
Okay.
But the first three books were written by a writer for Mass Effect. So there you go.
That's pretty cool.
So they're canon. Because a bunch of the people that show up in Mass Effect 3 are from the books.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like Kai Lang and
sounds like I'm
going
to have to take a trip to the library.
Nerd.
Well, fine, fuck you then. What have you been playing, huh?
I can't tell if you're calling him a nerd over reading canon material for a video game or just reading in general.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
What the fuck you been playing, huh, Rami?
I mean, besides Dota,
don't
I
say
really
Dark Souls.
Been playing anything.
Okay.
Sir.
Hey,
to...
USA taking home the championship.
Yeah, I went to
undisputed champions of the world. That must have been pretty cool.
Oh my god, that entire week, actually, TI5 was just the best TI
Nerd.
For sure. thank you, I take that as a compliment. So wait, were you watching the entire thing, Ryan?
I don't like video games, so no.
No.
I just like America, that's the only reason I brought it up.
Call of Duty.
That's America.
That's why he likes America.
Wow.
Well then, you didn't see the $6 million play then, right?
I did. I saw a replay. I didn't watch the whole match, but I saw a replay.
Just being there in the crowd as it was happening was a very surreal and an intense moment. That's all I'll say. Just because, oh gosh, I get a little chill down my spine thinking about it right now.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, in all fairness, this is the first time an American team has won the international. That's pretty big deal, I think, in the grand scheme of things.
I don't think this is a great comparison, but I tried to explain it to some friends who don't watch esports stuff. But basically, the equivalent of that play would be like, say, during the Super Bowl, the team that's on offense, they're trying to make the last play for a touchdown. And they somehow, like, I don't know, fake out the defenders multiple times only to go for a Hail Mary at the end that works from, like, the
Why don't
PR
you pick
line.
A sport that you've watched before?
I can't.
The only way I could possibly explain it to you is it's like if one sports team had the ball and they threw it at the other sports team when the sports team wasn't supposed to do that, and then the sports team got the ball into the score goals for the win point.
Well, let
it would
tell
be
you,
just
let
like
me ask
that.
You this. Let me ask you this. Is there any sport that has a play that has the kind of impact like a Hail Mary does of like, oh my god, I can't believe they did that?
I mean, basketball has that section of the court where it's a giant dragon you have to kill, so yes.
Oh, okay, sorry, I forgot about that. Oh,
yeah,
stupid me.
Okay, it's basically, the international this year was the plot of D2 The Mighty Ducks, if that helps with any frame of reference.
Did they do the flying V?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
This is a sexual thing, so...
Oh, god, no, that's not what I wanted.
Did you just Google the flying V?
Yes, and it's a sexual thing. You were correct. I should not have turned off safe search. Anyway, so what happened? Some people won a video game.
Yeah, that's it. Cool. And then the two people in the crowd were like, "Woo, yay!" And then the player's parents were there and like, "Oh, thanks, I'm so proud of you, Sonny."
Wow.
And then they got their $5 in prize pool.
So that they could take the bus home.
And yep. So what happened to the losers? They had to fly all the way back to Korea?
Or China. Close.
That's racist.
Very.
Yeah. Whatever.
Well, that was another thing that was really cool about this international. A wild card team actually made it to the grand finals and beat all the like favorite teams that everybody thought were going to win. So it had a really good underdog story that went
just
through
like tournament. Mighty Ducks too.
But the underdogs ended up losing still.
Just Ooh. Like Mighty Ducks too, where the overwhelming might of the American Empire crushed those puny Russian devils.
Puny Russian devils. What?
I haven't seen that movie in a while. I might need to rewatch that.
Maybe. Oh man.
Okay. So is that that's all you did, Rami?
Well, I mean, I can say stuff, but it's gonna go all over your head, so I don't think I should even bother.
Wow.
I mean,
fine. Ryan,
the tension between you two.
It's not tension. I openly hate Rami.
Yeah, it's not.
Get a room and get it all done with.
I tried to. Wouldn't show up when I invited him to my murder orgy.
Yeah, just pro tip for the future. Don't label your invitation murder orgy.
Well, what am I supposed to label it? Regular orgy?
Something like
Nobody
that.
Nobody shows up to those either.
Maybe like apple picking, or maybe like crochet Ew. Party or book club. Something
I would just so
a little
a
bit
crochet
less
crochet party book club.
A little bit less.
What do you say?
Crochet party book club / murder orgy.
Yeah.
Ryan, what have you been playing?
Finished Arkham Knight. That's pretty cool.
Wow.
Well, I didn't. I mean, you never really finish those games unless you dedicate your life to them. But I finished the main story of that game.
What do you mean you never finished them?
Because these games are just a completionist time sinks where you're just like, and you finished the main story, but if you really want 100% this, you basically double the amount of playtime just hunting for trophies and all the other bullshit scattered around the map.
I did that for,
I did that for Asylum and City 2, but I don't know if I'm going to do that again.
I think I even did it for Origin. And I didn't even like that game.
Yeah, I mean, I think Arkham Knight is by far the best city-esque Batman game that they've done, but I'm so tired of hunting Riddler trophies, I don't think I'm even gonna do it. I think the Riddler stuff in this game, and maybe it's just fatigue, but it felt like the worst of all three installments that I played. I don't know. I'm just not up for that anymore, to just be hunting around the entire map. And half of the game is literally just, like, there's 8 mines scattered around Gotham, defuse them all. There's 20 bombs in all these buildings. There's 14 firefights. Like, that's like half the content in the game, which was not, not anymore. Twice is enough. That being said, though, Arkham Knight's a fantastic fucking game. Like, wow, that's like some primo Batman right there, which is making me really sad that there's no more Arkham games from Rocksteady, because, man, they finally figured it out. Like, they got that city formula down. And also probably the best Batman storyline in this game, the main story at least.
Wow.
With the worst ending, so.
Oh, fantastic.
No, wow.
Well, the best... Okay, so the main storyline is fantastic, beginning to end, the entire thing, which is awesome. So if that was the game, I'd be like, awesome. But you finish that, and then the game stops, and it's like, now go do the rest of the completionist bullshit that we want you to, and when you do that, if you do enough of it, we'll show you the real ending. And if you do 100% of that, we'll show you the real ending, plus another 10 seconds of stuff. And just like, nah, I'm going to YouTube. And then I watched it on YouTube, and it was awful, and I'm like, I'm glad. I didn't get involved with that. Because neither of those things that you do after the ending of the main story feel like endings. They're just gibberish bullshit. That being said, Arkham Knight, still probably the best Batman game.
Why?
Saying a lot.
Why do video game developers still think that, like, that's a reward when you could just go on YouTube and look it up? Like, I'm not... You do realize that there are other ways for me to see your super secret hidden ending besides hunting down all the bullshit secret things that you want me to hunt down, right?
Yeah. Like, yeah, I mean, realistically,
YouTube is a thing.
Shouldn't even have rewards for those sort of things.
Yeah.
Like, they should just be things you want to do.
Yeah.
Because they are interesting pieces of your narrative. But, I mean, that being said, I'm not kind of rag on Arkham Knight, because, like I said, that main story, which is like a good 20 hours, is fucking fantastic. Like, top notch. And the use of the Scarecrow fear toxin hallucination stuff is by far the best in the series, and that's including that bit from Arkham Asylum, so is some good fucking shit. So I love that game. I don't love a lot of it, but I love enough of it that I still love it.
Well, now I want to play it.
Yeah, you should, man. You should, cause like there's a lot of fun, like, surprise shit in that game that's probably gonna get spoiled the longer you wait. So I think it is one of those experiences that's worth picking up, you know, before you accidentally see something on Twitter, something like that. Cause there's some, a lot of fun surprises in that game.
Mm.
Meh, yeah.
Mm, but Game of the Year edition.
Yeah, but do you really want all those fucking Red Hood and Harley? I'll give you, like, my version came with the Harley Quinn extra mission. I was like, oh, this will be pretty cool. It's like 10 minutes long. And I heard the Red Hood mission is, like, even shorter. So, like, it's so unessential to anything.
Yeah, but
I haven't touched
also
a single one of the alternate costumes.
It also have DLC.
Yeah, the Barbara Gordon thing is like an hour long and no one liked it. Like, none of that stuff. I can't think of a single good piece of, like, Arkham DLC that I was like, if you don't play this, you did not get the full Arkham Asylum or Arkham City experience. Like,
what about what about the 3D update for Arkham Asylum? That was totally necessary. It was only in the Game of the Year edition.
Oh, well, fair enough. Wait for the Game of the Year edition. What do I know?
Nothing. Yeah, Jen, what have you been playing?
Let's see. Since the last time we talked, I've been on a big BioWare kick. So, let's see. I finished the main story on The Old Republic.
Mm-hmm. You play The Old Republic?
Yeah.
I just started The Old Republic. You should power level my characters. I'll just log in, let you take over, come back in a couple hours, we'll see what you've done.
Yeah, I just hit level 52 on my counselor, so everything's good there. Really fun running around, hitting shit with my lightsaber, riding around on my tauntaun like a boss, you know. Let's see what else. And then after I did that, I got into the Mass Effect 3 multiplayer, thanks to Matt. Oh man, I forgot how much fun that was, because I used to play it a lot back when the game came out, because I had a friend that also played it on PC, and he had a bunch of friends that did too, so we would all play together, and I unlocked a Krogan Sentinel back then, my Krogan Warlord, that is pink, and that I named Kitty. And I don't know if you've seen the Krogan Warlord, but it's very big. And it has a hammer. And so basically you can run around smacking enemies, like pistol whipping them, and whacking them with your hammer. Like, I never use my gun. And so, like, if I ever need to take out any aggression, that's my go-to right there. So it's been really fun getting back into that, running around and talking with strangers on voice chat, and them being all like, "You're the Krogan? You're the Krogan?" I'm like, yeah. And then the newest Dragon Age Inquisition DLC came out the other day. And I beat that yesterday. Yesterday I finished that. It was really good. It's called The Descent. You get to go down into the deep roads, deal with some darkspawn, and find out some crazy lore stuff. so
was the descent decent?
It was quite good. I don't know if it was worth.
Shut up.
$15 I think, for it. I don't know if it was worth that much, but it was fun.
Yeah, but they already got your money, so.
They already got. Well, it's Dragon Age. I can't help myself.
Yeah, I know how that is.
Yeah.
I think I already said this, but yeah, I've already pre-ordered the Dead Boy edition of Fallout 4. So, I understand that.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Game of the Year for that. I'm not getting Fallout 4 right away. That's okay. I'm okay with that, even though I'm a huge Fallout fan, only because every time I've gotten a Bethesda game right away, it's always been buggy as hell.
Oh yeah,
and so I'm gonna wait.
Half the fun is trying to break the game in the first like day that you get it.
You don't need to try to break the game. Exactly. It's already broken.
I'm just gonna see what kind of hilarious and ridiculous things can happen. Those are some of my favorite memories of Fallout 3. Is just when shit just like starts flying around and like nothing is working right. I love that.
I would rather be able to actually play the game.
Well, that comes later.
So I will be waiting for Game of the Year for that. So.
Well, I think you're wrong, but you're free to do whatever you want.
Yeah, get told.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I can bide my time. I can still run around on my Krogan.
Fair enough.
Shit out of things.
I will say, until I heard you describing your Mass Effect multiplayer experience, I didn't think that I'd ever want like a GTA set in Mass Effect world.
Oh shit.
Running around with a giant Krogan. Whacking shit and stealing Makos.
Right? Imagine like some sort of GTA-esque thing, or even like a mixture of GTA and Sims where you could like make your own, what's that, the asteroid that you meet? Aria, is it?
Oh, Omega?
Yeah, like making your own Omega or something like that.
Oh,
and
man.
Just running your own criminal syndicate like that.
Oh, that would be the best.
And I will say for how many, or like how popular Mass Effect is, it's kind of surprising that they never branched out and did like a mobile game or anything like that, you know?
They did do a mobile game.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
What was it called? Where can I download it?
You can get it on the App Store.
Oh. Was it any good?
Was it?
I didn't get too far in it, but I did have it. Was it Mass Effect Infiltration, I think?
I gotta look this up.
I think that's what it was called, anyhow. And it was... And you were basically a Cerberus agent? And doing missions and stuff?
I kind of remember hearing about this. Kinda.
Yeah.
Anyway... Anything else you guys want to talk about?
I just realized as we're talking about it, Batman Arkham Knight was supposed to take place in the span of one night, but I'm pretty sure I put about 20 hours in that game.
Something's not adding up too well.
Arkham City was like that too.
Oh yeah, Arkham City took place in one night?
Yeah, all of them are like that.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's true. That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah.
Scarecrow toxin, Batman adrenaline, that makes time. Yeah. Actually, the sun was blocked out, so it was one quote-unquote night.
That's stupid.
No. I guess we're just supposed to assume that the actual Batman didn't get lost half as much as we usually do.
Yeah. He didn't die half as much as we did.
Also that.
And didn't waste his time collecting stupid Riddler trophies.
Nope, that's canon. He definitely ran around collecting Riddler trophies.
I mean, if you don't collect the Riddler trophies, you basically didn't even play half the game.
God damn it.
You're not wrong.
Alright, well anyway, I guess if there's nothing else that we want to talk about, we'll go ahead and wrap this thing up. Yeah.
Is that a question?
Wrap it up.
I don't know, you never answered any of my fucking questions, so... Is it a question, Ryan? Why don't you tell me? How come you're not answering me, Ryan? Why are you even waiting for me to ask? Anyway, that's pretty much all the bullshit we have for you this week. Thanks for listening, and make sure you tune in next time for more stimulating gaming talk.
Is that a question?
Emphasis on the stimulating. Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
The Super Circuit Cast, hosted exclusively by Overmental.com. Ryan, why do you always have a problem with me asking you questions?
Because I don't owe you anything, you government stooge. Come back with a warrant.